Want to get this money? Want to work through this pain? Learn the philosophies of the Exoticpreneur. Welcome to the Exoticpreneur Show, where defining your purpose is winning with pride. I am your host, your friend, your gentleman. I am Don P. Welcome. Let's go. This your boy Don P, the gentleman. Welcome to the Exoticpreneur Show, where defining your purpose is winning with pride. Today's topic, hey, I know y'all miss me. Hey, I had to take a little hiatus for a hot second. The reason being is I was on trips, and when in recording, I like to be in a perfect space, and I want to sight, see, and look at some things. And in that journey, I actually came across quite a few millionaires. Yes, I came across some millionaires, and sitting in the vicinity, being in the proximity of these seven-figure earners, they instill a few gems that I want to pass on to you. So this episode is about millionaire habits. Okay. This is about actually learning what's real versus the fake. This is about, what makes them a millionaire and how you can get there too. So I'm actually going to put y'all up on some game here. So those that are that has tuned into this episode, hey, look, you pull out your notepad and paper, because I'm about to give you this sauce. You feel me? This recipe, I actually have adopted it to my lifestyle, into my mantra, and into my moves, because one thing that the Exoticpreneur understands is that they ain't got to know everything. They just got to be around the right people. Okay. So I don't want to get too far off topic. That's going to be another episode. But right now, this is just millionaire habits. And one thing that I definitely have observed and learned and then was expressed by being in that proximity of these millionaires was millionaires do interesting things versus owning interesting things. Okay. All right. Now, what does that mean when you really break it down? All right. We're going to break this down to the Exoticpreneur, you know, going back into the industry that I come from and what I know so much about is that when you're the entertainer and you're the Exoticpreneur, most of the time you looking rich and you're buying higher end clothes, or even you're buying shiny things to make you stand out, where that you look like prosperity, even though it hasn't caught up with you yet. Where millionaires is prosperity, because they actually do the things that align to their lifestyle. So they're not faking it till they're making it. They're actually making it, and then they're showing it. Does that make sense? Did you catch that? You feel me? They don't go around saying that they have $1 million until they have $1 million. So what they do is they put the work in. And one thing I love about the Exoticpreneurs is that they can come in with nothing. Literally come in with nothing but their wit and their grit. And they make themselves. And the rule inside the Exoticpreneur book, they say your product is a product and your product is a service. Your service is a product and your product is a service. What does that mean? That means that you are the product. Millionaires understand who they are. So they, first and foremost, they create the product, be it themselves if they're doing a service, be it the product if they're selling an actual physical, tangible product, or if they're selling coaching or teaching. They're creating the space by becoming a product. The second thing they do is they become the service inside the product. That means they live by what they stand by. The great part about an Exoticpreneur and why you define your purpose by winning with pride is the fact of the matter that you are what you talk about, and all they see is you. So when they see you, they already trusting you before they purchase anything else, whatever you got to sell. Even if it's just you, for all intents and purposes, you. You know, when you're actually moving around in a millionaire space, you walk it like you talk it. I love that song, right? Walk it like it, talk it. Hey, walk it like it, talk it. Shout out to the Migos for that hitter, for that banger right there. So when millionaires move in the space of authenticity, they're no longer defining themselves as someone that's undeniable. Now, how does that conflict with those that are buying the things and not actually living the lifestyle? Well, now you got to keep up with the airs. You're fronting. Millionaires don't have to front. Why? They got a million. They already have $1 million. They have a system that's working for them, that's allowing them to keep that $1 million or seven figure action moving forward and staying sustainable. So when they actually show off their lifestyle and show that they're winning, the offset to it is that they're prepared to deal with the hate and the actual BS that comes with the game. So when you're actually faking it till you make it, which I understand why you want to do that, because we do it all the time. And when we're first coming into the game, we just want to look rich so that we can become rich. And that's not a contradictory to making yourself uncomfortable, because you can put yourself in the space so that you know what you want. Like if I want $1 million, I'm going to put myself around $1 million people that already earn. So I understand exactly what systems, processes, mindsets, and actions and attitudes that I must maintain to get that. If I want a Rolls Royce, I'm going to sit in that bad boy. So I know what it feels like. I know what it smells like. So when I put in the work to have that Rolls Royce in real life, I already am familiar with it. It's not nothing new to me because I already manifest that. And we talked about that, right? So these millionaire habits are actually the manifestation of working towards what you're doing and not fronting, but putting in the real work. The exoticpreneur always is getting it. They always putting in the work. They're never scared to keep going further. So as they go further and they grow higher, then they're actually now getting the reality or the actual tangible results from what they were looking to acquire. And that is what makes a millionaire different from a thousandaire, from a person that's wishing to have it versus someone that's having it. They're not just thinking about it and then buying Gucci outfits and they can't afford to pay their rent. They don't do that. Instead, they will operate where that they can earn enough to buy the Gucci outfit and still have money left over. As one millionaire told me, I said, if you can't afford to buy it twice, you can't afford to buy it at all. I know that hurts. I know that hurts. But this is what they're telling me. So I'm just sharing it with you. I mean, if you can't afford to buy it twice, you shouldn't be buying it at all. So that means you checking yourself before you wreck yourself. Then we're going to take it a little old school with that one. These million dollar habits of getting up early and staying late, doing more than what's expected. When you go out and you serve and you are going out and you hustling and you going out and providing that service, that product that you know is going to benefit your fellow woman, your fellow man, then you're not giving apologies for it because you're defined by your purpose and you wore with pride. So when that exoticpreneur has already stripped down everything and said, this is who I am, take me, but understand I'm going to upgrade in that space. And I'm going to make sure that my body, my mind, and my spirit are aligned to keep those capital gains coming in. You're going to love it. You're going to respect it. And then you're going to help. You're going to authorize myself by giving me the money that I need to keep going and keep upgrading with it. And I swear to goodness, people support that. People love when you're upgrading because they know where you came from. That's one thing I learned from the millionaires that I was in proximity with. They never forget where they came from because they got it out the mud. The exoticpreneur is the master of getting it out the mud. Are you prepared to get it out the mud? Are you prepared to get dirty for a minute just to come back clean? Because you know what it's like to be sleeping on the floor. You know what it's like to be in a mattress. You know what it's like to be sleeping in a car, wondering where your next meal coming from. But you know you had that product, that service that you can walk in and not walk out without something in your hand. That money that you needed, that service that you needed, that deal that you needed to solidify your greatness, to recognize that, hey, you was built for this, not playing with this. Millionaires recognize that they were built for it. They weren't playing with it. So you don't go hard and then go home. No, 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 no. You go hard and you burn everything else around you to make sure there's no regret, no retreat. You go hard because there is no retreat. It's either I'm going to get it or I'm going to die trying. Shout out to 50 Cent for that. I love that. I love the space that these people that I was in proximities with and was instilling those great gems, because it fired my spirit even more. It fired my soul even more. It fired me up so great to know that I am a product of my idea. And of that idea, it was able to be put into real life. And from that real life, I'm able to talk to you right now on multiple platforms when at first it was just a hope and a prayer. So if you are listening to the voice, if you're listening to my voice right now, then I want you to close your eyes and say, I am built for this. I am made to be divinely inspired to have my just rewards, my $1 million. And that's just the icing on the cake. My $1 million, all my riches, all my servitudes, all my blessings. I am desired because I was made to have that. I was built for it. And all I need is the universe to say, hey, look, you're ready. But I'm willing to do the work. I'm willing to sacrifice. I'm willing to put it all on the line to get there. That's what millionaires do. That's what multimillionaires do. They never hold it up. They just go hard and never look back. And with that being said, I want y'all to stay healthy with that. And of course, you know, I got to let you know what I've been on. Right. Well, today, I actually been working on my skin, making sure that I keep my bitumen buttons looking good, making sure that I'm preserving it sexy. So I've been using my Rejuve spray and my affinity oil. So if you tap into my Instagram at Don P the Gentleman, DonPTheGentleman, Don P the Gentleman, on my Instagram, I show you my actual skincare regimen so that you can see that, hey, look, 40 ain't never looked this dang on good. You feel me? So I inspire everyone that's been wondering how to preserve the sexy, maintain that youthful look, that elegant glow, 100% all natural. Get you some affinity oil right there on my website, yourhealthiswealth.net, spelled with a U-R. And put on a little Rejuve spray, which is just a superfood for your skin. Keeps it tight, keeps it bright, keeps your skin healthier and more flourished, and it tightens up the collagen so that you can actually maintain that youthful look a lot longer. As a friend of mine just said, just when I met with them, you have not aged one bit. And they've been watching me for almost 15 years now. And when I look at my 20-year-old me and I look at my 40-year-old me, the only thing different is the hair. But now I'm taking my hair, skin, and nails, and that's coming back too. So y'all going to be seeing me with a whole fade again. You dig? With that being said, hey, man, I'm just having fun with y'all today. Let's stay healthy. Let's get wealthy. Don P out. Hey, this is Don P here. Look, if you enjoyed this show, then make sure you subscribe and share. You know, share with your friends. Show us some love, you know. And if you feel inspired enough to show us some even more love, hey, click the link and support the show by leaving us a small donation. Every little bit counts because it helps go towards keeping us up, keeping us moving, keeping us working, and allow us to continue to empower and encourage other exoticpreneurs in and outside of the industry, leaving donations and supporting them financially from people that are really going through some serious hardships. So if you got it, share it. You know what I mean? With that being said, hey, look, make sure you follow us on Instagram at The Exoticpreneur. That's The T-H-E Exoticpreneur, E-X-O-T-I-C-P-R-E-N-U-R. I know it's a long word, but hey, look, man, at the end of the day, I need y'all to stay healthy. Let's get wealthy. Define your purpose. Let's wear with pride. Don P out.